Okay, I'm in Drake Circus in Plymouth, and I have just met David Wheeler, and I've been telling him about the BBC Radio 4 drama A Shoebox of Snow, which is being broadcast in September, and written by Julie Mayhew and starring Richard Briers, and all about the objects we keep in our homes or we hold on to because of the memories attached to them. And David's got a very intriguing object. David, can you tell me what the object is?
Sure. My object is actually a motorcycle, which sits just outside my house, as it happens, but is definitely part of my life. So I've had a motorcycle since I was about 17 years old, and when I was at university, I needed my motorcycle to pay my way through university because I was a motorcycle courier. So I've always held on to a motorcycle in my life because it always represented self-reliance. So I know that if my life falls apart, if I'm sacked from my job, I can always go back to being a motorcycle courier.
Right, okay. And what's your job now?
I'm a Pro Vice Chancellor of a university, so I'm paid okay.
Yeah.
But if I was ever to lose that job for some reason, then at least I know I've got the motorcycle.
You've got the bike, okay. And has it always been the same bike since when you were 17?
I've always had the same sort of bike. Bikes don't last forever, unfortunately. So I see a continuum there. They're always Hondas and they're always fast.
Right, okay. And this current one, how long have you had it?
I've had this motorcycle for about 8 years. I bought it in Canada. I didn't use it a lot in Canada, but it was one of those things that came with me.
You've imported it here to the
UK? I've imported it to the UK. I've yet to get round to registering it
right.
or insuring it. But I know it's there.
Yeah, yeah. And if you ever get sacked, you will be registering.
I'll be registering it very quickly, and I'll be getting my leather jacket out, and I'll be registering with a courier firm immediately.
Okay. And in terms of, that's a lovely story attached to it. What if somebody were to say to you, I want to buy that motorcycle off you? How much would you take for that story and that memory? Would you sell it?
Well, I would still need another motorcycle. I'm not sure that I would want to lose this particular one because it's exactly the kind of bike that I like. So I'm not really open to offers on that.
Right, okay. Not even if it was 10 times the price you paid
for it. Yeah, at that point I'd have to get realistic. And I could probably get 3 or 4 motorcycles.
Yeah, great.
So I'm sure I could be persuaded to let go of it, but I couldn't let go of the principle, which is I'd need a motorcycle.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Thanks very much for sharing with that.
You're most welcome.